Then yeah, having his foreskin getting stuck in the vent.
Yeah, yeah. How you gonna explain that one to the people around you? Like, somebody help.
Imagine the paramedics gotta come and then they gotta help Lou with that.
That happened to dude American Pie 5. In Final Destination. That's how one of the dudes died, remember?
Foreskin?
In the pool. He went to go get like a quarter or something like that. And he got sucked into the vent and like at the bottom of the pool.
Well, first of all, that's what his ass get for seeing a quarter and be like, oh, I got to go get the quarter in the pool. How old are you?
He was 20-something.
Yeah, like, bro, come on. Leave the quarter where it's at.
I think that's how he died. The sucky thing about being like living...
Being dumb?
No, I was going to say about living where we live and shit like that or not having a pool is not wanting to buy swimming trunks because it just seems like a stupid investment. Where it's just like, how many times am I going to be in a pool this year and I got to go spend on swimming trunks and shit like that? So I just been wearing like compression pants and like basketball shorts.
Bro, that's the pool that's
with a do-rag.
Exactly. I thought I was the only one that does that with the compression shorts and the basketball shorts. So,
basketball shorts be so heavy when you get out the water, though. That's the only thing, son. That should be feeling like you got bricks around your hips, yo. That shit is terrible, son.
Yeah, no, I'm coming with the European cuts.
Lou just rocking a thong, son.
Lou,
you can put your hash browns away.
Lou, you rock a man.
You got hairy hash browns.
Yeah. Nigga, Manscaped. Get the fuck out of here. My shit is toned.
Intro.
I'm not going to say it. I'm going to leave it where it's at.
Welcome back, guys, to the Honorable Mention Podcast. This is episode
98 was a good year. I wish
we could go back. Two more to go.
How old was you in 98?
Go to the two Virgils.
I was 8.
I was 6. Yeah. Lewis, he was about like 30.
About 25, give or take.
As always, it's the homebody, homeboy. And along with me, I got my friends. I got Lou, I got Dreams, and I got Drum Fool.
What up, man? Right.
How's everybody doing?
Good, man.
I'm breathing.
That's the way to describe.
As good as I was doing last week, man.
Not so good.
I know it's like, oh, damn, we usually don't care how you feel, so I don't even know what that means this week.
There you go. Take it as you want.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yo, don't tell us what to do with our lives, first of all.
Yeah, don't tell me how to take it.
Nah.
Or get... Well, actually, no. I don't want to get arrested.
Look at Trump's face.
Yeah, actually, consent.
Consent.
He said consent.
Yo, first of all, random shouts out OD because his story that they had me dying. I guess they were in Philly.
Oh yeah,
bro. And then they ran up the steps. And they were just wilding out on TikTok, like going crazy. They were Harlem shaking. It was very interesting.
You think you could run up them steps in one take without getting tired? They probably like not. A lot of steps.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure.
A lot of steps.
I've been to Junction at night, so yeah. I'm built for it.
You ever got so tired that when you finally stopped, you held your breath a little bit so it didn't look like you was just like tired?
Yeah. I've done that before.
Oh yeah.
Nah, I just let that shit go. Cause you start seeing stars and shit, you're gonna pass out. Stay there holding your breath like an idiot.
Nah. See, but you just tell him it was an underlying medical condition instead of, I just got tired from these 3 flights of steps. I'd rather take that.
Underlying medical conditions, that gut, nigga.
Yeah, that gut. Yeah, my condition is underlying titties. This is my gut.
A medical condition and there's no conditioning, nigga.
My mental condition is gluten.
Niggas carrying a keg around. That shit is heavy, man.
Word. Oh, man.
Yo, I'm mad, son, because I've been working out, and, like, my arms are real big, so is my gut still. I don't know what's going on there, son.
You just built like Fat Thor.
Yeah.
niggas been
lifting. He put in work, though.
Niggas been lifting his meat the whole time.
That thing heavy, bro.
How did we get here?
That's what James took it.
It was so
I didn't
fast.
Want this.
That was so fast.
mean, it's like when Shorty's sitting there like, why is it so big? I didn't want this. This is just what I was given.
Exactly. Wait, are we talking about the compliment or your meat? What are we talking about?
A little, both of them.
Both of them.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mazel tov.
You ever went to the grocery store in the produce side and just started putting objects inside the little scale thing that like wasn't even fruit?
Yeah. Like, I've definitely done it before.
Like what?
Like Oreos. Pancake mix.
I definitely put Oreos in there.
Baking soda.
Domino sugar. My baby cousin just put them right there.
It's not our fault. You came out the womb 38 7 year old.
What happened, nigga? I was in the supermarket trying to get all my dry seasoning together. Y'all over here weighing Oreos.
Benjamin Button in the face ass.
Lou's asking for directions to the hour XLX while we weighing Oreos and shit.
Oh man. So now looking at the docket in my pocket, let's talk about some stuff. You ever took a swig of alcohol and then immediately regret it?
Yep. Almost every time, man.
The first time I ever had Fireball.
Fireball gets a bad rap. That shit is good, man.
Good, but not when you drink it. Like, not when you drink it like it's a Gatorade.
Or,
who's ever done that?
Yeah, I think the alcohol is bad. It's a
real bad idea.
Listen, when you don't drink and you drink that for the first time, it's going to hit a little different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't drink.
Yeah, man. So it hit a little different.
You got, like, the fucking impact of just alcohol,
cinnamon,
when you don't have it regularly. And then it's also, here's a ton of cinnamon to go along with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a real intense flavor.
That happened to me with gin. Gin is fucking disgusting. Oh, gin is
nasty.
Yeah. It is like shoe polish. It is just myself, gross. No, don't do
that. The first time I had that, I felt like Snoop betrayed me.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yo, because he made it sound so good. Gin and juice. You like.
That's all they could afford at that time. That's the issue. Yo,
this is got me.
That's how I know I'm not fucking with Snoop Dogg. I'm like, yo, you got it. You made a whole song about this shit for fun? Like, this is not. No, you a thug. You got it, son. You got it, cuz.
Yeah, juice ain't help. The juice ain't help, Uncle Snoop.
The juice ain't help one bit. The juice made it worse.
That was just orange flavored shoe polish. That's disgusting.
Yo, nah. The only thing I had that was on that level was like fucking Peach Georgie. Peach Georgie was one of the worst decisions I have ever made in my entire
life. Here they, Georgie.
Like, I
hadn't fucking like orange liqueur.
Yeah. Or just like straight Svedka.
That's when you try to be like fake bougie.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like all the hood dudes watching the fucking Snoop and DMX versus. Next day, you're trying to buy some 19 Crimes. This shit is sold out everywhere because Snoop was drinking 19 Crimes. I'm like, yeah, that's a $13 bottle of wine. They're like, come on, guys.
Yeah, I'll do that.
The one I regret the most, actually, I take back what I said previously, moonshine.
What? How are you not a drinker? You just out here drinking alcohol that niggas made in their bathtubs.
Look. Because when you don't drink and you tell people you don't drink, people try to force you to drink.
To the extreme level?
Yeah.
Yes. They're like, oh, it's not that bad. It's moonshine. Oh, it's not that bad. It's
bathtub water.
Yeah. It's like, and then like you feel pressured and you like, all right. Because you don't want to look like a square.
That shit tastes like straight acid.
But meanwhile, you're a rhombus. It just like, I don't know. It just doesn't.
This nigga just called me a quadrilateral. Like, I don't know.
I did. A fucking parallelogram over here.
Yeah. But yeah, that was definitely a bad decision. First and last time.
Damn, nah. Like, you ever take a swig and then like a certain part of your body just tighten up? And you're just like, what the fuck was that?
Ball piece every time.
Ball piece every time. Balls go into your body.
Yeah, they do.
They hit the wall.
And then when you hit the chaser, they come back down.
Only a little bit, though.
Not only a little bit. They just
never the same again.
The only thing that happened to me was Ray Nephew. That Ray Nephew had me fucked up.
Now, see, that's quality shit right there.
Yeah, that's
just quality shit.
That shit's just juice to me.
You need that. Chris Lyon. But it's a little bit more intense than juice, bro.
I was going to say, y'all just going to let Chris get away with this?
Listen,
smooth to me.
Chris grew up on Ray and Nephew. Chris,
yeah, word.
Was raised by Ray and Nephew.
Yeah. That's
Ray and Nephew don't even have smooth in the vocabulary. Ain't nothing smooth in that household.
I'll take that over Devil Springs, though.
Oh, Devil Spring. Bro,
Devil Spring is what they make Purell out of.
I think so. I remember when I was working at, I forgot where I was working at the time. It was like 2009. We went to like this get together. Nah, I was working at Forever 21, I think, at that time.
Okay.
And niggas had like a little gathering, and they had like a bottle of Devil Spring. And like, I was just like, yo, let me read the label, because this looks kind of crazy. And I read the label, and like, you got to look through the bottle to read the label, because it's on the other side. So nice. And then I was looking at it, and it just said like, don't drink too much, may cause blindness. I was like, well, I'm
putting that right the fuck back down. Well, what's like the worst tasting, like, popular alcohol? Like that you guys had?
Hennessy. Hennessy's disgusting.
Hennessy, it tastes like sadness.
Yeah, Hennessy.
I don't think Hennessy's that bad.
The regular Hennessy is terrible. Hennessy Privilege is really good.
Yeah, Hennessy Privilege is the best one.
Privilege is the best one, of course.
The most
Privilege makes everything better.
Yeah, wow. Wow. That was good.
The most overhyped shit that tasted horrible was fucking Bacardi Limon.
Yo, that's I. I don't know who's hyping it to you.
The Bacardi Dragonberry, Bacardi Limon, they're all trash.
Yeah,
but they get you fucked up though.
Yeah, you know what? You don't drink it with thing. You have to put it like with other stuff. Like those, like the flavor Bacardis. Isn't it four mixed drinks? Like you that's really shouldn't.
No. But like in high school, niggas would just drink that shit like straight. In a fucking cup by itself, straight.
Yeah.
Hyping that shit up, like, yo, Bacardi Limon, like, yo, that shit is trash, my nigga.
Yeah, he's right.
He's on that white Henny.
Did that.
Mad overrated.
Yeah, not super. So, you know how it is. Like when something's like looked at as limited or whatever, everybody's going crazy. And it's like I had it for the first time, I was like,
two rappers drink it, and that was a thing. Remember when Alizé was a thing?
And Hypnotic. Yeah, but yeah. Alizé and Hypnotic both look nice when you looked at it. Like Hypnotic looks like it was delicious.
Fact.
Also gives you diabetes.
It was delicious.
It's not even like a fucking bottle of Tampico.
60.
That's it basically did, though, what it is.
It really did.
That's basically
it's Tampico with alcohol in it.
Yeah, basically.
Tampico with alcohol also, with Tampico in it.
Tampico is up there with like some of the worst things I've ever tasted.
Nah. That's a hood classic.
Come on.
That shit is just like pour sugar in a cup, add a little bit of water, and blue food dye.
Nigga, that's Chris what we today, that's what we grew up
1,000%. Fat Chris from 2006 put it in my veins.
No, yeah. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like hood classic, my nigga. When you were young, forget about it. It's like, you know, and that Tampico was thick too.
Yeah.
It was syrup, son.
It was like a crackhead.
You know it was lit. You know it was lit because they had the jug and then they had the mini jug.
Yeah.
They had the jug. Uh-huh. I was like, this
for to go.
To go. Was,
nigga, to go straight to the ER. Yeah, the sugar shot.
The to go jug.
You know how crackheads would break into your house and steal your TV? And I was stole my cousin's
Chris Game coming Boy. To steal your Tampico.
So
he's all like, who the fuck stole the Tampico again? Oh, Christopher? Chris. Oh,
you ain't got that for me, man.
You ain't got that Pico, baby. Let me get some of that Pico, baby.
Let me just get a little Pico.
Some of that Pico. That's all.
We ain't got no Pico for you, Chris. We ain't got no Pico. Don't do me like that, man.
Yo, how much was Pico going for in the blocks? 2 for 5 niggas got Goldie down the way, nigga.
Lou, you gotta get Pico from a nigga named the Gaio.
You know the guy got that good Pico, son. The guy got that good Pico. That shit uncut.
The Gaio definitely got one arm that's a little bit shorter than the other.
All
but
right,
you can't say nothing to him about it.
Now we're doing
you know
a lot.
That.
All right. Now I feel bad for this fictitious person.
Yo, the guy's that nigga, bro.
He's that nigga, though. That's the thing.
The guy got a thick accent like the juice.
the guy on Gaio Brewer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Oh, you guys killed me.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Only nigga know with a tomato Hawaiian shirt.
Come on, man. Come on, baby.
Manito, manito.
Like that, man.
Manito.
Manito.
What crackheads always ask? Would I ever lie to you? Like, yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
I feel like that's the first thing you would do.
Yes. You just come out of jail.
Don't without lying.
No, I got out last Tuesday, Thursday. Come on, man. Let me just hold $20.
Why do I always want $20? Like, yeah, you get a lot of crack for $20.
Yo, nah, but you give them a dollar and they're looking at you like.
This nigga right out of fucking Rikers in fucking Midtown walked with me to a fucking ATM. I was like, really? In the morning?
Nah.
Man, we doing this now?
Nah. I be telling them, yo, when they asked me, I was like, yo, I was just about to ask you for some money.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be like you, big pimp. I'm trying to be like
you, daddy. You beat me to it.
Yeah. Got some Pico on you? Yo, name of the episode, by the way. Name of the episode.
Pico.
Yeah, Pico.
2020 crackheads different. Like, they ask you for money, you tell them you don't have cash. I'm like, just give me your Venmo, man. Like, what?
You got data?
Unlimited.
Nigga pull out an iPhone 13. Like, you got a better phone?
What do you mean? Cricket Wireless is different, man.
Cricket Wireless is different.
You got the $10 cards, $1 a day.
Crack it.
Crack it.
Oh. Crack Rock Wireless.
Crack Rock Wireless. Wow. Yo, Chris, draft up the logos.
High speed internet. Faster than a crackhead. Just draft it up.
For a month, son.
Draft it up. Draft it up, Chris. I'm with it.
Oh, it's just, man, a crackhead running your messages down the block.
This thing is a live carrier pigeon.
He's making a velour tracksuit going off.
That shit get there faster than 5G, too. Don't believe it.
Oh, man. He said, you want to see how fast I can go?
And I just got back, nigga. I just got back.
He dressed like T.D. Jakes as the Flash.
Yo, he just came out.
He stole T.D. Jakes' Flash suit.
Nah, can we get a Power Rangers with all crackheads?
You know, they're going to find out who the White Ranger is.
Oh, man.
I was saying they just upgraded the crackheads, dude. That nigga got Uber Eats now.
Nah, I'm not trusting him with my food. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I can't. But speaking of Power Rangers, right?
Major Slayer shit was fire.
Yeah, you read it?
Yeah.
So fire.
Wow, Marcel, you read it? No.
Because I told him it looked like it didn't
have anything to do with like the regular Power Rangers shit. So I was like, oh, I'll check it out.
Okay.
This alternate universe is interesting.
Okay. Yeah. So now, next month, August, right? Yeah. They're coming out with a series of just that universe now. Like, this was the one shot. Now it's gonna like continue of that just like dark universe. Oh, so I'm all in for it.
I didn't even know if
that was tied in with it. Bro, it just looked like it was cool.
I want to see this on TV.
Right. But
for me and the audience, what is this alternate universe?
So basically, the Power Rangers, like,
it's
like
fire.
Anybody that grew up on Power Rangers, and
James
shit like
is not
that,
describing this at all.
Yeah.
Describe it to me, James, is fire. That's all
you need.
For anybody that's unaware of Power Rangers, all right. So you get this blue, big headed alien motherfucker, right? Who, for some reason, recruits a bunch of teenagers to fight evil.
Save the world.
Teenagers of various ethnic backgrounds.
Yeah, to save the world.
They just so happen to end up in colored suits that synchronize with the ethnic backgrounds.
That's neither here nor there, but we could talk about it.
Yo, Marcel, don't watch that. Don't watch that.
So basically, in this alternate universe, you remember how like the Green Ranger, he was originally bad? And like he used to beat the dog shit out of the Power Rangers and then he became good. Yeah. So in this alternate universe, he never became good. He kills Rita and he hunts down all the Power Rangers and takes like their like power coins to build up armies. And then he's going from like Earth to Earth on some Jet Li the One type shit and killing alternate versions of himself and the other Rangers and stealing their coins to just, you know, create a massive army and reshape the world in his image. So in this dark universe, Kimberly, Trini, Bulk, and Zach form a resistance of some sort. Okay. And it's basically that story. It's like, yo, big Imperial army type thing, and we're the resistance. So think Star Wars, but not in space.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like
Star Wars and
dystopian future type shit. And I'm just like, yeah, cool, you got me.
So the Ranger Slayer is just like how Rita mind controls Tommy. Tommy mind controls Kimberly, and gives her like this cool new suit and powers, and sends her to go hunt down the other Rangers in alternate universes and bring back the power.
Oh, that's what you put up in your story that I said was fire.
Okay, yeah, cool. It's that. Following. So that was like the main story in the, when the Power Rangers comic came out. So now they're telling that universe's story, because what happens is the Rangers of the main universe break the mind spell on the Ranger Slayer, who's Kimberly from this other dark universe, and they fight alongside one another. So now she's back on her dark earth and is using her powers that was given to her by Draken to fuck shit up and, like, you know, win back everything. So it's a good story. So now they're continuing on with that, and I'm here for it.
Let's do it.
It's just great.
I'm all for it.
But this is the real
screenplay.
Yeah, this is the real news now. So, my phone. Hey, tilt. Anyway, so what's it called? The Blue Turbo Ranger, Blake Foster, right? I don't know if any of you guys, well, probably not. I follow him on Instagram, right? And he grew up, he was like a child martial artist, and he was like another JDF where he was just like, he can actually fight. Mm-hmm. And now he's like on his gym shit, and he's like, he's in shape.
Okay.
So him and Michael Lasky, who was Cult from the Three Ninjas franchise, and he also played young Rocky in like those couple episodes of the Power Rangers
where they were kids.
Yeah. They're going to fight like an MMA fight.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So
that's cool.
That's pretty cool. So it's
I'm glad he turned around, because he had like a little Rocky, like, because he had gotten arrested for some shit and before, right?
Colt?
Or am I bugging? No.
Blake? Blake.
Yeah.
No. Maybe. No, I think who it was,
he was smoking crack delivering messages.
No, there was like two people from like the Power Rangers franchise that like got arrested. Like one of them is in jail for getting high and stabbing his roommate through the heart with a samurai sword.
Okay, I remember this.
And then the other one was like a background character in the original series, and he just straight up murdered a dude, I believe. Oh.
Yeah, Power Rangers like killing people. All right.
Yeah,
in real life. Yeah, I don't know if Blake Foster has a thing. He does have a really douchey tattoo on his neck of like, you know, like that tongue sticking out, like the Meg Thee Stallion logo type thing. Like,
yeah,
like with the little tongue out the mouth clip art joint. Yeah, he got one of those on his neck, but he could fight, so I'm not going to tell him nothing about it.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
37, 38. Okay. What's his age? Blake Foster. Age.
How old is his knees?
He's 35. He's 35.
Knees are young.
He's gonna be about 45.
The knees are young.
Nah, not when you a Power Ranger, dog. Like, I don't know. That cousin's in shape. He was doing dips the other day with 115-pound plates.
Okay.
Just around his thing. So okay. I was like, yo, you got it.
So he's serious.
Yeah. So they're gonna fight at something in Vegas. I don't know when or COVID. Or COVID.
Are they going to be on the same bill as the Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones and Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson?
That's a completely different sport.
One night, son.
That's all night, right now. If that's all one night,
the quality of fights is all over the place.
Even though it's two different sports, they might as well just throw it all together.
Yo. If that's all on the same night, we got to have a watch party. Everybody got to do some Pico.
Nah, that's a fact. I'm with it.
Fuck it. I'll do some coke that night. Let's do it.
Yeah. So, whoop.
You heard him. He's saying 6 feet far from him. Leaves me apart.
Okay.
Nigga said 6 feet afar. I mean, who's not playing no games?
Yeah. No games, son. With two masks on.
Yeah. So now, so that's the Blake thing. The
that's
Blake
gonna be an interesting thing. Fight.
I got Blake. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I got Blake. A big,
yeah.
And I haven't even seen what he looks like now. Let me see.
Oh no! Go to Blake Foster's thing. Then we have, like you said, the undercard for the Mike fight is Nate Robinson versus Jake Paul. I got Nate Robinson all day,
bro. Yo,
I've seen him dunk on Shaq.
Wait,
I've seen him dunk on Yao Ming.
Have you seen a picture of Nate Robinson like the other day?
He has 17.
I think he has a 19 pack. Yeah, he has like a 19 pack.
Yeah, I'm going for Nate all day.
Yeah, he's just.
I mean, I just don't fuck with Jake Paul, so.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does. I think, what's his name? Because
I put Black Foster. That's
all. Just don't hit the videos tab. That's different. But what was I going to say? Now, Jake has actually been like fighting, like boxing. Like this is, he's not like a newbie to this. He fought this other YouTuber in the UK, KSI. Mm-hmm. I think they had two fights.
Two fights,
And then KSI.
And I heard there were good fights. They were good fights.
Wait, no, my bad. That's Logan Paul. I think he fought Logan is the older brother, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we'll say that.
Logan's the younger. No, Logan is the older one. Yeah. You're right.
Wait, so KSI fought Logan.
Who's fighting? Who?
The younger brother is fighting.
Okay, yeah, Jake Paul and Nate Robinson. Okay, yeah.
Also, yeah. I just want Nate Robinson to knock his ass out because he's like an asshole. So
yeah, that's both of them. Both of them. They both can get it. Yeah, it's just fucking stupid. But that's also crazy. I think they tried to stick Jake with a felony because he was openly looting.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. I hope they
stick it on. Something about, like, I think recently he just had like a party with like a whole bunch of people in California. You know, California's getting hit hard with the COVID shit.
Oh, yeah. You're fucking idiots, man. I hate them kids. But yeah, I got Nate.
Okay.
Nate Robinson, height aside, is, I think, the definition of an elite athlete.
Yeah.
Like, nah, he is. Basketball, football. I've seen him playing soccer, track. This dude, what can't he do other than grow? what can't he do?
He's always in shape, too. Like, he's always been, like, this in shape. But he's always been ready.
How tall is he? Because he's, like, basketball short.
He's 5'9".
Oh, 5'9". He's not that short.
Yeah, he's basketball. No, I mean, it depends on what woman you ask. I don't know.
Like, apparently.
Yeah. But why did he leave the NBA?
He didn't leave, he just didn't get picked up.
Yeah.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Last time he was balling. Like, anytime they've picked him up, he starts balling, but I don't know.
He played for what? The Knicks, the Celtics? I think he played for the Pelicans.
The Knicks, the Celtics. The Warriors, the Nets. Thunder, the Nets, the Bulls.
Basically everybody, son.
One of my favorite last times was when he was playing for the Bulls and they went to the playoffs. Yo, he was black.
Oh, yeah.
He was balling. And then I don't know. And then they just.
I think now he's doing, he's like a fitness guy.
He was doing this MTV Cribs type show on YouTube.
Yeah, that's cool. It was cool. I saw
he got a couple jobs
recently.
Yeah, he got jobs. So I'm glad he's doing good.
Like he's the epitome of like in basketball. Like I always tell people, like when you're 5'9", 5'8", 5'10", like you got to really be different. And he's like one of those dudes that's 5'9", that's like one of the most athletic 5'9" dudes.
He dunked on Yao Ming.
He's dunked on a lot of people.
Yeah,
and that's how you got to be. Like, you can't just – and that's not to kill people's, like, basketball dreams. But, like, I seen a lot of dudes that was 5'9", and they was, like, trying to, like, play junior college. And
yeah, you got handles. Like, you got handles, but once you come up to the gate, I'm sending your shit across the court.
Like, you're 5'8".
You're trying to box out in the box.
Regular.
Yeah. This dude is 6'7", and he got the greatest handles in the world. Don't make no sense.
No.
You're not cutting it, buddy.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk.
Nate Robinson is 5'9", but got, like, the confidence of, like, Zach Randolph. Like, he's just big. He's like, I show you big, baby.
Yeah. That's Z-Lo.
Yeah.
Listen, and it also helps when the wallet's big too. So,
Yeah,
that too.
So yeah. I got Nate Robinson all day in that fight. Nate.
Who you and got then, in the Roy Jones versus
Mike Tyson?
Mike,
I'm not an idiot.
Mike.
Come on, what Iron Mike? Roy Jones Jr. Wait, wasn't Roy Jones Jr. his last fight? He fell out of the ring.
Nah, that was so.
Was that him?
Nah, that was Bernard Hopkins.
Oh yeah, Bernard Hopkins came in, got knocked out the ring, crazy.
Damn.
But for me, I'm gonna say Mike. But
Roy Jones wasn't that his last fight wasn't that long ago, was it?
Was 2018.
Yeah. Okay. So he's not that far.
He's one. And they were like, I was reading,
but it's still Mike. Like, it's still Mike Tyson, bro.
I was like, yeah, exactly. It's still Mike. Michael had to shake the rust off because Mike hasn't fought since.
Oh, he's shaking it off.
2004, I think. Or something.
Yeah, like, it's been a very long time.
It's just coming off like fucking dandruff, my nigga.
I was watching those little videos they've been dropping with him training.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, I don't want smoke with him now. I don't want smoke with him when he's 70, 80, 90.
That boy is a monster. They said that now that he's in like a much better like mental space in life, like, oh, does that take away from like, you know, his ability to fight or like kill? And I don't think so. I think like once you go through certain things in life that are so like savage and just like like aggressive, that kind of behavior becomes muscle memory.
Bro, the man he's 54, right? 54, 55?
Yeah.
The man said he feels faster, better, smoother than he's ever felt in his whole life.
Because he also said that he was like afraid to fight just because like he gets into like the zone, like it's autopilot. Yeah. So it's like, I'm not worried about him with the rust that much.
Yeah. I feel like Roy Jones is going to tag him one time. He's going to be like, all right, cool, we back.
Yeah,
I remember this.
Let's not take anything away
from Roy Jones Jr.
Oh yeah,
definitely not.
It's one of the best niggas to ever do it.
Yeah, facts.
Just saying, it's Mike.
Yeah, it could very easily go either way.
It really can.
It's like Paul Pierce versus Michael Jordan. Like, not to take away from Paul Pierce, but it's Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. All right, that's a good.
Paul Pierce gets good. Paul Pierce gets. It froze with Paul Pierce. Did you say, James?
I said Paul Pierce getting smoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you another. That's like Michael Jordan versus Hakeem Olajuwon right now.
I feel like they're talking about that. Mike smoked him.
You know how old Hakeem Olajuwon is?
Nah, they're the same age.
Oh, they're the same age? I thought he was older. Yeah.
Nah.
Michael Jordan playing in those loose-ass bootcut jeans?
Yeah. Yo, Mike's still hitting the fadeaway in them bootcuts, bro.
Oh, no.
I'm wearing Hanes right now.
Wait, I thought you don't wear underwear.
Well, I'm talking about the undershirt.
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay. So you don't.
Speaking of fighting, though,
why James always bring us here, son?
It's James. I said you gotta ignore it, though.
I like how Lou tried to segue right past that one.
I tried, but then Marcel kind of derailed
me. But then I
hit the e-break. He said, "No, we're gonna talk about it."
So, pull the car over. So, I'm getting off.
So, I'm GPS is trash.
Turn left at Ball Piece Lane.
Yes.
Get out.
Ball Piece Lane. Oh,
no, God.
That was Marcel, so unintentional.
Exit game, Marcel.
What are you going to say, Lewis? Speaking of fighting.
I tweeted earlier that I've been losing weight. And I'm not fighting, James. Relax. with that, I've been getting a lot better sleep, and I've been having the wildest dreams. So come Saturday night, I had a dream about y'all, and it has to do with fighting.
Oh, bam. Okay. All right.
I had a dream about y'all the other day, too, but James is running a barbershop, but he also sold fitteds.
Okay.
You thought it was a dream? That sounds like a next best business venture.
Fucked up haircut and a hat to cover.
The dream starts with us just walking down Dunkirk, right? While we're walking down Dunkirk, I don't know, but we're walking down Dunkirk.
This shit sounds like Streets of Rage already.
Yeah, exactly. Next thing you know, like, the professional boxer just turns the corner, right? He just starts talking shit. And I just luckily knock him out, right?
Oh!
For some reason, Marcel goes into the Young Don King mode and starts wanting to promote me as a fighter, right? Fam, tell me why the rest of the dream was just me, you guys egging me into all these different like boxing matches and me getting my ass fucked up every match.
But was I getting paid though?
Yeah. Yes, Marcel, you were getting paid, but I was getting
that's all that matters. Right.
So look, so some people have dreams where it's just like, all right, you feel like you're hitting somebody, but it feels like your punches are being pulled. Like yes, you're like hitting someone as hard as you can and nothing's happened to them. Lewis has dreams of him just getting beat up and us profiting and off of it.
Cheering on. Yeah.
That's a good friend, man.
I mean, as long as I'm profiting, I'm good.
Yeah, word.
But what a imagine living a life where you even get your ass whooped in your dreams.
Damn. Like,
this is nowhere to go for you.
No respect. No respect.
Your dreams are wild, man. Oh, I'm about to start gaining weight just to not have these anymore.
So I want to go back to insomnia.
Right? Let me go back to being fat.
Fat Lou.
What's next on the docket?
Sorry. I just wanted to say that.
He says, I just wanted to hurt your self-esteem a little bit.
He said that like so aggressively, right? Too. Like, damn, son, you've been holding that one in?
God.
Been waiting?
Been waiting to get that one off.
Last time I put a fucking little watch picture on my story.
Speaking of idiotic things, Washington.
Oh, my new favorite football team. The football team.
The Washington football teams.
Shout out to the Washington football team.
So it came out this week that the Washington Redskins, who have been berated and barraged over their problematic football name
for
decades now, has decided to change the name of said football team to Washington Football Team. Now, when I first heard this, right, like when James told us early in the week, howling, just crying over just like the ideas or lack thereof. Yeah. But earlier today, I actually heard something where I heard that this was a temporary name until they can find something better.
Yeah, just for season.
Yeah. And that this name is probably due to the fact that someone went out and trademarked a shit ton,
like hundreds of trademarking those names.
Yeah, years. They did the Mark Cuban because they said that's how Mark Cuban got his millions early in the game. How like he would like trademark shit like Coca-Cola.com or like whatever.
Oh shit!
And would sell it back to that said company for like bank. So I was just like, oh, all right. So now they're gonna have to cut a check, but I'll just chalk it up to karma.
Nah, like, but wait. The thing about that, the kicker is that the guy said, yeah, I've been gathering these together, and he says, I have no intentions of making profits off of it.
Yeah.
He said, I'll sell it
for $1.
For $1. He said, I was just doing him a favor by like buying these names.
Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
What a dumbass.
I'm like, really? $1?
What an idiot.
Speaking of trademark, I definitely went on and was looking up entanglements, and like people jumped on it. Somebody trademarked it for a lingerie line. Somebody trademarked it.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Entanglement lingerie, you only wear it specifically to go cheat?
For the side dude?
That's crazy.
That's what side dudes be buying their girl. What do you call their girl when you're the side dude? Like, it's not their girl.
What do you call that girl when you're the side dude?
If you're the side dude, what do you call her?
You fucked me up with that question somehow.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because like I said the side dude buys it for his girl, but like you can't, like it's not his girl. Like, what do you call her?
What does the dude call his side girl?
The dude is a side guy.
He don't.
the dude is a side girl.
Not bad, beloved.
That was a good one.
He's a side piece.
What is he called?
I guess the entanglement, right?
Her name, yeah, nigga.
Fuck. I don't feel like there's no name for that.
Wait, I'm still confused.
No, he's saying, what does the guy who's like the side dude, what does he call the girl?
Or even like us, like if we're telling a story. No, but if we're telling a story, like the side dude buys his what the lingerie?
His girlfriend. because he thinks it's the girlfriend, but he's the side dude. Because that's usually how it goes.
No, but what if he's the side dude and he knows he's the side dude? For sure, for sure.
Like, he said he'll probably just still say my girl.
Oh. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel your girl, though.
Yeah. She's for the streets. She's for the streets.
Oh,
that's a whole different topic.
That's so sad.
Well, they both for the streets when you really look at it. So
no,
damn, that's so sad. I got dark. My bad, guys. So lingerie.
Yeah, yeah. If I come home and I see some entanglement lingerie in my girl's drawer,
questions.
Nah, I got hands for him.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like
Chris should start punching the shower curtain like there's a ghost in the bathroom.
start beating up the lingerie. Just like, I hate you. Fuck you, thong.
Is it budget lingerie since it's only for side dudes? So you gotta get them shit that's not expensive.
Yo, I feel like Rihanna should have jumped on that. Entanglements by Fenty.
Nah, I mean.
That's all right.
I thought it was messy.
I feel like her stocks aren't hurting where she would have to do that.
I feel like the brand she's built is good enough.
I feel like Forever 21, usually, if they were in full operation, they try to come out with some entanglement shit.
Oh, yeah.
You've ever gone to the drawers section of that place? All their joints is entangled. Just it's like on the table, just all scrumpled up.
Yes, it is.
Just some mad handprints on it. You don't want that shit.
And they're like, yo, once you buy it, you can't return it. Which makes sense. Yeah. Not. I mean, specifically for drugs, but anything. They was like, yo, everything's final sale. Yep. And I'm like, why?
Trust me, I had people want to fight me because of that when I worked there.
Why? It's not your policy.
They think it's your policy. Like, I'm the one that made it up.
Yeah.
Like, you think I own this bitch? I just, if I own this, would I be behind the register?
Yeah.
Maybe you're a hands-on CEO.
Yo.
A man needs more.
James, knowing you, you would be. Shut up.
Yo, that you know what? That is a fact. You
right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, remember that old reality show where like the owner of a company would show up to work as the new guy one day?
Oh yeah,
undercover boss.
Undercover boss.
James would play undercover boss everywhere.
Nobody ever had questions why there's a camera crew on this nigga around, but I.
At places,
nah, it's a covert camera crew. We under just like a pile of drawers in the back, just with a little lens poking out.
Listen, at the studio, people think I'm the janitor. So,
cleaning.
James
you can never stop wiping.
James would be the CEO. Recording.
James on the floor sweeping up, mopping up puke. Like, yo, don't worry, I got it, bro.
James would be the CEO behind the register. Happened. And then get fed up and be like, I don't need this. I own this bitch.
I just go flip the table.
Yeah.
I flip it's the like, camera, could, the camisole table. I just flip it.
So I could do that because that's my table.
And clean that up. You work for me.
Yeah. Then he cleans it up.
But James would do that at places that he doesn't own. He shows McDonald's and be like, let me get 3 more sauces. Yo, that's 50 cents. I own this. I don't need this. Yeah.
There's an Eric Andre sketch where he dresses up like Ronald McDonald and he goes into like random McDonald's while smoking like a cigar and he goes, you're all fired, I own this.
That's one of the funniest niggas on the world to me. So
is it like I was telling Marcy today. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I'm not that big
like,
on him.
Like really? I like certain skits and like mm-hmm. moments, but I tried watching his stand up and stuff.
The last one,
I hate his stand up.
Oh,
yeah.
I got 15 minutes in. I was like, nah.
Yeah, I've seen some
regular
skits.
Conversation shit. His skits, his show, the shows that he writes for.
Yeah,
all
that
funny.
I'm into
his stand up. Is just like him just screaming things. And okay. I'm just like, yo, this reminds me of like a really bad trip I had once where I felt like I was in a war for 1,000 years and I'm like, nah, bro, I can't do
God
it.
God damn, that's a hell of a trip, nigga.
Damn,
nigga. Yeah. But back to the you were talking about what were you talking about?
Before lingerie?
The Washington football team.
Yeah. Wow.
They, you How said that
fuck,
he
where the fuck do we go?
Bro.
Yeah. No, because he said that people trademark like a bunch of weird shit. Like, yo, entanglement.
Mm-hmm.
They, you said that they trademarked it for lingerie and what else?
And somebody just did the word just for apparel.
Oh, That's stupid.
Yeah,
that's like
jump late on that one.
Yeah, for stuff like that, like certain words, I found out like you can't necessarily like I can copyright trademark my logo, like if someone takes the logo, but I can't trademark the word because it's an actual word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exists. But like if someone else goes out and they're like, yo, I'm gonna start making homebody clothing, you can no sir.
It's like if like
I know mad white women that already do it. They got homebody books. And stuff like that, but mine is just different.
But like, so we're shooting you, you could trademark homebody clothing, like the actual name homebody clothing. You could trademark that. Yes.
Like Pat Riley. Man, Pat Riley owns the trademark for the word the phrase three-peat. So no matter what sport, when they three-peat, he gets paid from that shit.
Oh, that makes sense because that's a phrase and shit like that that made up like this shit.
Yeah, this shit. I feel like it was stupid for people to really jump on that. It's like it was a moment.
Was catchy.
That's it. It's not something that's gonna be around forever.
Yeah,
everybody already ran it through the ground anyway.
Yeah, it died quicker than like on fleek and shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
on fleek lasted a little while. Yeah,
I've heard someone say on fleek recently. It bothered me.
Did you slap him?
Nah.
It wasn't him.
Oh, okay. God.
No, that would have been worse.
All right.
If it was, I still wouldn't have slapped him. Like, you could be corny on your own. It's cool. That's not hurting.
Nah. You got to hold niggas accountable for being corny.
Nah. Look how James holds niggas accountable.
By slapping them. Right. What's the call?
You corny. What?
You guys heard about this this new designer brand, Telfair? I think it's Telfair.
Sebastian?
No.
I've heard whispers of it.
It's not Sebastian Telfair. He's in jail.
Okay.
But yeah, it's this other. It's like
it's a black owned luxury black brand.
Luxury brand is from a designer outside from Queens and whatnot. And
I've seen this around. Okay.
Yeah, this has come up like as of recently as you know the unfortunate stuff with like the protests and more people diving more into like supporting black brands and stuff like that. So this shit came up and this whole site has taken off like to astronomical levels where now their stuff, their products are ending up on like StockX, people setting up bots and all that stuff to like buy up the product to like flip it now. Shit. And now, like right now, there's like a whole conversation about like how that's messed up. Like this guy, he said that he shut down his site until they could figure out like how to weed out the resellers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I clicked on it. And it just says store is temporarily closed. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh wow.
This happened like earlier this week. Oh, and I never knew that was like a thing because like I've never been like a sneakerhead or anything like that.
That's a big problem.
Niggas will buy out the whole fucking stock just to resell it.
Yeah, because when you think about it, like the person whoever's designed is not making no money off the resale. Like when you look at Yeezys, them shits are $225 retail, and niggas is selling them for like $5,000, $2,000, $3,000. You know what I mean? So it's like
my question now is, it's like as the owner, does it necessarily matter? Because no matter what, you sell your thing for what you priced it at, right?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter to them, but it's more of like a ethics. It's an ethics thing.
Wow. Wow. I felt offended.
Yikes. Wowzers.
I'm the most ethnic person on here. Are you offended?
Are you?
Am I?
Oh, nice. That sounds like a real MAGA thing to say.
MAGA Lou.
No.
He was like two steps away from saying, I got an ethnic cousin.
No, not MAGA Lou. Not MAGA Lou.
White power.
MAGA Lou sounds like my cousin. He sounds like he sells hella platanos on the highway right there.
MAGA Lou Hernandez. Oh, man. But yeah, even for the resellers. Yeah, he shut down his site because I guess like what Lewis said, he's like, it's like an ethics thing. Yeah. But for as far as like people like that want it, just don't buy it. And then the resellers go away. Like, I don't understand.
No, they're not going to do that. But you know what it is? What also ties into that is that like when people create stuff like with Yeezys and with this brand, Telfair, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I guess
I believe
sometimes you want your brand to kind of be that brand that it's like somewhat exclusive. So it's like if there's so much available, mm-hmm. I guess they feel like it'll devalue the brand. But now when it's a limited one, now not everybody has it and people go hard whenever it drops. But that gives you more risk of like the resellers being able to get their hands on it. Yeah. And
like really the only way to get rid of resellers is to stop your brand from being popping.
Yeah, that's basically it.
What you want your brand is you want people to wear the stuff. So if they're not buying it from the resellers, then nobody's wearing it.
Yeah.
That's if there's a way for them to figure out, which like I guess is what they're trying to do, figure out how to crack down on dudes using bots to just buy up everything and then try and resell it. That's
like what I was saying. I know Antisocial Social Club, they do that. Yeah. Like they have inventory, but they only open up or sell a certain amount for a certain time and then they go dark again. And I think their brand becomes more exclusive because of resellers and whatnot. Yeah. Because you have these people that have these bots, or you may be working at a certain time or might not have the money that week, but you will have next week. But by that time, it's too late. So you're kind of forced to go to a reseller to get it. And now if people know that you paid $200 for a $30, $40 shirt that's been out of stock almost instantly, now all of a sudden you look like you got shmoney and all that stuff.
Or you look like the plug.
Yeah.
Or, meanwhile, I mean, you also got to watch out because you get into hypebeast territory in that one too. And that could hurt the brand.
Either that or get you a deal with Kith.
That's true too.
Yeah. Kith just teamed up with Looney Tunes. I didn't even know these motherfuckers are still popular. The old school Looney Tunes too. Not even like the new animated
like the Lot 29 Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, okay.
Like the Lot 29 Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
You think Lot 21 even had like a licensing deal, or they just did it?
I feel like they just did it.
Yeah, they just did. Yeah, cool. It was just, and no one said anything
because I don't think anybody signed off on those designs.
Nah, me neither. Reasons. I don't think they signed off on Bugs smoking weed.
Yeah.
Bugs had a 3.5 in a blunt, so I don't think they.
Yeah. What if you just put a blood Tweety on the pant leg? That's hard. That's
like a CEO signs off on it in the middle of a meeting. Let's go with it.
Daffy Duck got the bandana like Joel Santana.
Yeah, they said that moving forward that Yosemite Sam and Elmer Fudd will no longer have guns. Yeah. Because it sends a message.
Okay.
I don't know what they're gonna do because one's a cowboy, the other one's a hunter. Slingshot maybe, or he has to get a new occupation. One of them.
I think Elmer Fudd's gonna become a vegan or something. That's what I heard.
Okay, Elmer.
Is he still gonna have a speech impediment?
Yeah, veganism doesn't fix speech impediment, son.
You never know if you eat different. How do we know?
Maybe that high sodium was fucking up his fucking.
You know what? We don't know.
Just find out who's just having mini strokes. You didn't have it.
He'll show you mini strokes,
sir. James,
damn.
Sorry. I saw an in, and I just had to.
That's what she said.
Wow.
But what's it called? Same thing with Foghorn Leghorn. He just has to go completely. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I said you was a nigga.
He was a snitch.
Yeah, you definitely. That was your issue with him, Lewis? That he was a snitch?
No. White power Lou. That's all he cares about.
That's MAGA Lou.
We're talking about a whole racist chicken.
MAGA.
Ku Klux Klan over here.
MAGA.
Get it? Ku Klux? Yeah, I see you.
Wow.
Look at him drinking that water. He's sweating.
MAGA.
Oh, man, what's it called? Oh. Oh, what else did I have on here? So I saw this other thing today, right? There's this company, right, called Edge Innovations. And recently they created a 595-pound robot dolphin that is now being tested in, like, this Chinese aquarium. And the idea of this is that it can end marine captivity. I'm not buying it.
So they're going to have robotic dolphins at SeaWorld?
It's a remote controlled robotic dolphin.
Yeah. It's a remote controlled robotic dolphin. I don't trust either. That shit.
Used for spying.
It, yeah. It It looks legit. It looks like an actual
dolphin. It looked real. I saw it earlier.
Yeah, it said it could make noises like an actual dolphin.
Can communicate with dolphins?
That I don't know.
Imagine?
But that bitch got missiles in it. I know it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. What? How are you supposed... Like, if... What? How if you weaponize a realistic dolphin, if they're not doing it already, what? Aqua espionage, son.
Hell yeah.
Aqua espionage.
I'd also watch that show. I learned everything I know from the Penguins of Madagascar about aqua espionage. I'm an expert at this point.
I feel like that show, by the way, that show is very underrated, by the way.
Oh, 1,000%. That's a fucking... Was that, that was what, DreamWorks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, DreamWorks.
Yo, DreamWorks got some shit.
Like, at first, I didn't like Penguins of Madagascar, but then as the more I watched it, I was like, oh, this shit fire.
It was pretty good. Him and King Julian were my two favorite people.
Two favorite
animals on that show.
Yep. I think it was better than the movies.
Yeah, it was definitely better
than the movies. Yeah, that was better than the movies. They even got their own movies. I think didn't we have that discussion one time? Who y'all got in a fight? The Penguins of Madagascar or the Minions?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
forgot who I picked, but I'm going with the Penguins right now.
I think I went with the Penguins.
Penguins, hands down. Yeah, Marcel looked like he would go with the Minions.
Yeah, he had
Minions. You know Kevin and them.
Yeah, Marcel, when he have kids, all his kids are going to look like Minions.
Marcel does
What's over under anything Marcel spilled? What do you guys think?
He definitely spilled some shit.
No, he did, but what do you think he spilled?
Oh, he spilled...
I think his water broke.
Oh, shit.
I don't think he was sipping brown today.
Nah, I didn't see no brown.
Damn, because usually he's sipping brown. I think he just spilled water. He just spilled water.
He was drinking Modelo.
Oh, wait.
Damn, he spilled the Modelo?
Nah, there was nothing in that bottle.
I think he
peed. Come on, Marcel. Pool. Can he hear us talking about him?
No, you can't hear us. You don't have
to. Because he was that. Okay.
Oh, he peed in the pool. You don't listen back to the podcast.
I was gonna say the worst thing is he's not gonna hear it.
Hell no.
Yo, your curse Marcel
sucks,
stupid.
Marcel sucks monkey balls.
What was your question, Chris?
I don't know. I just want to talk about his curtains. Yo, so you need to go to Home Goods, get you some adult curtains.
This nigga put a blackboard for his curtains.
For your futon.
He looked like a duvet.
30 years old, got a futon. Hey, who you got in a fight? You got the Penguins of Madagascar or Minions?
Nigga, what? Yo, no comment. Nope.
Dead ass. What y'all think about this fucking dolphin robot shit? I'm scared.
Listen, I don't go into the ocean that often, so I'm good.
But are they gonna have it in SeaWorld? Like, what's the point of going to SeaWorld and just fucking SeaWorld?
Nigga, they gonna drop it in the ocean and jump.
No, they are. But I'm talking about their main focus right now is talking about to go against animal captivity. So I'm guessing they put it in SeaWorld. Who's the first going to SeaWorld to see robotic animals?
Yeah, but that's SeaWorld in China, like, though. Yeah, that's SeaWorld in China. They ain't bringing that shit over here.
They said
without us knowing.
They said it's. They could have already been right here.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm a robot.
Wait, so are you cake?
Yeah.
Well, are you cake?
I'm Thrift Slitcher.
Are you cake?
I'm Thrift Slitchers.
Marcel feels like flan. It's like you want bread.
Biscochito ass nigga over there.
Oh, strawberry shortcake in the face.
Yo, Marcel just be catching mad strays.
The headphones are back on now, stupid.
I know.
Oh, man.
He's not paying us no mind, though. Nah, I feel like Marcel.
This thing spilled mad Modelo on the floor.
Yo, all them BC made for the last week are gone.
They can spill the whole case over there.
God damn.
You know, what did you spill? You spilled Modelo?
Yeah.
I was going to in every crevice.
Whole crib about to smell like beer for the rest of the week, man.
Oh, mad hops.
That just means you're horrible at cleaning. What? that shouldn't be the case at all. You should. But yeah, like I was saying, Oh, actually, Lewis was saying, like, if they replaced all of the, like, the aquatic animals or mammals or...
You did good, Chris. You did good.
All those shits, those beings at SeaWorld, I would still go because there was no real... If you're saying that they're remote control and they act just like the real thing, how am I going to know unless I start seeing wires and shit like that? You know, like...
Yeah, well, unless they tell you, that's the only way you
like
know.
The aquarium isn't even that lit. Like, it's nice to look at. But like the water and the animals and the shit floating and whatnot.
I'm saying like James, like if they don't tell you, like if I do know, what would be the point of going?
Nah, because like to still learn about the animals.
The aquarium already isn't like a thing I want to go to. Now there's no real animals, I'm definitely not going.
Nah, but see that's where their end is. Their end is like I feel like they promote it as we're better for the environment. We've set all the animals free into the wild, and now
doesn't smell like penguin shit.
Exactly. So now
doesn't smell like dirty fish.
Yo,
sometimes you gotta smell the dirty fish, man.
Wait,
nah. Like,
so now like everybody that works there loses their job because they.
Now you still need tech people.
You gotta oil them up, son. You're gonna need oil changes.
Yeah,
that's true. But now you don't need the person that feeds the seals like fish and stuff.
They were getting paid like $9 an hour. They'd be all right. You find somewhere else. Yeah, it was shitty conditions. I know.
Matt Dairy Queen down the street is hiring.
Nah, they probably would. They probably would still have them do that just to give off the, you know, the realistic feeling of being at a.
Yeah, maybe. Or, hear me out. After hours at SeaWorld, we just have mad penguin fights. Or just like dolphin robot fights.
I'm with it, bro. I'm there.
The fucking dolphin. He got a saw blade.
Take my money.
He got a flamethrower coming out of his blowhole.
I might be on board now.
I'm bringing Marcel and we having a great time.
I'm not going nowhere near none of that.
Especially with James.
All right, Lou,
you can't bring James around a car. You want to bring him around an attack dolphin robot?
Hey, who you got in that fight?
Definitely attack robot. So you lose an arm.
Now, I should saw you in half and then grill you.
What if I told you my arm is robotic?
I would buy it.
What if I told you I was cake?
You are cake.
I believe it.
What else do I got? Oh, okay.
I need to find something to spill.
Again?
Oh, my God.
That's reason to get off this.
If you could wish anyone of us to hit the lotto, who would it be?
For comedy purposes, James.
Myself?
You can't pick yourself. You gotta
pick
someone
purposes,
else.
James.
I said the same thing because I feel like James would just start buying ridiculous things. Like a zebra with like Gucci print on it. I'm like, how the fuck
Exactly.
But what's the point of getting a zebra if you're going to put the Gucci prints like that? Is the point.
That is the point.
Listen, I would buy y'all all some crazy things, by the way.
And I can't wait. Stuff we don't even want.
Nah, it's going to be stuff you guys want.
No, it's not.
Where am I supposed to keep a helicopter in the hood?
I'm going to build Marcel one of the greatest studios ever assembled.
But the stairs are going to be like giant xylophone keys. They're just going to be wild annoying.
I go up and... I hate this shit.
Super Mario and the Fetus.
Just a Rugrats theme song all over.
Nigga look like he in the scene of... was it? Beat It? Billie Jean? All that?
Oh, yeah. All that. All that.
You're just going to buy me Michael Jackson.
I'm just going to buy you...
I don't know how that is.
Neither do I, but he's gonna do it.
I'll figure something out.
I would definitely wish James to win the lottery.
Well, thank you.
He's gonna do some weird shit like build a Willy Wonka factory or some
I'm building something memorable that like Yeah.
And hire mad little people. To work for him. And I was like, I don't know if this is problematic or the greatest idea ever.
He's giving him jobs, man, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Watch. And y'all going to be there every day. Watch y'all.
Probably.
So that's my comedy choice. I think for my responsible choice, I go with Marcel. Just because I feel like he won't even spend the money. He'll just keep it like underneath a mattress.
He's going to buy a shitload of drugs.
A mattress?
You didn't even trust banks, my nigga.
I can't in good conscience give the money to Marcel and fuel his world domination plans. Like, it would just feel morally irresponsible.
Listen, I'm on the right side of the fence in that world domination plan, so I'm good.
Are you?
I don't think so.
What if the
after first today's person on episode, his, I don't know if he is.
What if the first person on his list is Lewis to take him out?
I feel like I haven't done enough to be in the first person on our list.
I don't know.
I feel like there's a lot of people that cut him off in traffic.
There's definitely a lot more people on that list. Mainly the people I see when I go grocery shopping. All of them could go to hell. Every last one of them is getting fucking vanished off the plane. See,
Marcel's going to buy and mod a car from like Twisted Metal or some shit like that.
I can see that.
Then the Mr. Softy truck.
Yeah. Wow.
The crazy clown shit.
You're going to get a golf cart. With a,
call them sour.
I'm gonna buy one of those robotic dolphins and just ride that shit to work.
And street sharks.
Yo, how fucking ill? And by ill, I mean coke fueled was street sharks.
Street sharks is my shit though,
bro. Of course it was.
Sewer for sharks, bro.
You guys ever see the commercial of Vin Diesel playing with street sharks toys?
No,
it sounded like I was having a stroke just now, but yo, literally,
you're giving Elmer Fudd a run for his money, son. Yeah.
Oh man, it was too much Pico.
Yeah, Pico got to you.
Pico,
no, but I've never seen that commercial though.
Wait, so it's Vin Diesel.
Yeah, so it's not even like a real commercial. It's like Vin Diesel. There's like a black backdrop behind him. It's like, I think this is like 92 or like 93. He's wearing like a muscle tee.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah. And he's just playing. You can clearly see he's an adult. And he's just playing with the street shark toys. And he goes,
making the sound effects.
That nigga this is Jack, though.
He's like, yo, this is Hammerhead. His thing is, he's a Hammerhead shark. And I'm like, all right, thanks. Thanks, Vin.
Hammerhead's thing, though.
Yo, I can't front. It's nasty, though, because he got a leather vest on with no shirt underneath.
Oh,
that's what it was. And I'm like, who's this commercial for?
Yo, is this the most in shape he's ever been in his life?
Probably. I think
his muscles is popping out of his fucking eyeballs.
His eyeballs?
That was in the height of his roid era.
Yo.
Back when he was getting the good shit shipped in from Astoria.
This is a nasty commercial. Oh, Chris said
the shark was living life one half fluid mile at a time.
He was living far Rockaway Beach ass sharks out of here.
Hey, those niggas used to rollerblade, man. It was real 90s ass show.
Sharks rollerblading.
They were just like street hockey kids that turned into sharks somehow and
swam underground.
And swam underground. Yeah.
With rollerblades on.
It's like someone saw what the Ninja Turtles were. Yeah, they saw what the Ninja Turtles were. Someone did like a bad line of coke, and we got street sharks.
Niggas, you just know like, yo, how many action figures can we sell, son? That's all that matters.
They so I had them, all of them.
So did I, niggas.
Yeah, they were fire. Now that we're talking about this, I might go try to find them on eBay.
I had them. I had the SWAT cats. I was out here.
The SWAT cats.
Okay.
Fireworks was fire.
They were mechanic cats
who had a jet. I haven't heard that name in years.
Yo, son, me either. You remember that show with the special forces unit that was all dogs?
They were actual dogs.
Yeah.
And then they went and turned into humanoid dogs and fought crime.
Like, and then they just went back to being regular dogs.
Yeah, this is way before Phineas and Ferb. Yeah.
My favorite was like Shag, because he was just a Shag dog. Yeah. But he was also the muscle.
Yep.
That was a cartoon made by like full grown men that hated their jobs and wished they could just like live a life where they didn't have to do things. They were like, what if you could sit on your ass and then like randomly jump up and do some cool shit and then go back to sitting on your ass? That'd be amazing.
That'd be great.
Hong Kong Fooey.
Hong Kong Fooey.
You had Hong Kong Fooey toys?
Hell yeah.
Oh, you
Hong Kong Fooey was like high quality trash.
Came out right before Jabberjaw.
Jabberjaw was
also
just trash.
High quality trash.
Yeah. They said, yo, remember Scooby Doo? What if he was a shark? Like, what?
What if his voice was really high? And every time he spoke.
The actor that did Alpha 6, is he available?
Tomcats cartoon.
Oh, it's called Tomcats?
Oh, wait, no.
No, Tomcats was
Gila Gorilla was ass.
Yeah. Manila Gorilla?
Magilla. Magilla.
Magilla Gorilla. Yeah. What I say? Manila Gorilla. Manila Gorilla. That's a
flavor. They had that song, though. That's
the Filipino version.
Only Filipino.
Manny Pacquiao voiced that one.
Oh, shit. Damn, I want
to only available right in Tagalog with English.
That is hilarious. Yeah, I don't got nothing else, man. We can get the fuck out of here unless you guys got something you want to talk about.
Listen, I just want to say Talib Kweli fuck Sarah J. That's it.
Whoa. You can just throw that bombshell out like that. Expand, my nigga, expand.
I don't have anything to expand.
Nah,
it's all speculation, and I'm running with it. Just because that's the reality I'm trying to live in.
Okay.
How did you come to this conclusion?
Twitter. Like, all of Twitter was just like, yo, one half of Black Star fuck Sarah J, and everyone just agreed it was Talib Kweli.
Wow.
There you go. Like, that's like, I'm not taking nothing away from him for it. Sarah J, like niggas not gonna act like they ain't beat their meat to Sarah J at least once in their life.
Everybody has.
What do you, at least once an hour.
Yo, 15-year-old Chris is going in.
Chris was beating at me.
What? Chris now is going in.
You just reminded me. I might go back in the bookmarks. Archives. Yeah. I'm going to go break out my iPhone 4 and see what I saved on that.
Like, oh, you're pulling out the macadamia nut cookies tonight.
All right, so we're leaving. Episode 98. Honorable Mention Podcast. As always, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, DuckJordan_. Also, you guys can go to the home
homebodymerch.com.
Nope. The home babe shop.
That's a new joint.
Etsy and shit like that. My girlfriend, she's doing custom phone cases and masks and other things that we get high and take.
Yo, she'll print on anything you need. So you need your TV printed on?
To Michael's. Yeah.
Okay. Now that I know who owns it, I'm about to follow it now.
Who did you think owned it?
I didn't know. I didn't know who owned it.
You thought because all of us follow it, you just assumed it was somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't use context clues or nothing.
Nope. Listen, it's been a long week.
Yeah. There you go, Lewis.
You can find me, as always, on Instagram and Twitter at Lewis the Designer. It's L-U-I-S. That's the best way to spell Lewis the Designer.
James?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, no, I got
James?
I got none.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. I'm following the home babe shop. Okay.
Oh, that was something that had to happen right now.
I had to. Before I forget. Yeah. you can find me at JUST_Jivimus. That's JVMES.
The best way to spell Jivimus.
The best. Yo, if like there was any way you could spell Jivimus, that would be the way.
Yeah, don't spell it JVEAMAS.
I'm just trying to get Marcel pissed off a little bit.
JVMIS.
Said that's not hard to do?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
You can watch JVMS, Jivimus.
Listen, all I know, Marcel, have you rolling? Marcel posted some shit that had me rolling randomly.
Was it the Undertaker joint?
Yeah.
We were talking about that before the pod. That shit was hilarious.
That shit was that funny.
Everywhere. Yeah. At Drum Fu, DRUM_FU.
Man.
Go listen to Capital OD's new single, Imported.
Imported!
Look out for new shit coming soon.
I had to pull the Stevie J face out for this one.
Don't pop a blood vessel now, bro.
It's too late.
And that's it. I guess we'll see you guys next week. Stay safe. Wear a mask.
Don't tell them what to do with their lives.
No, I'm going
to
tell you what to do because y'all are fucking it up for me. So do that shit or I'm going to come to your house with my mask and slap the shit out in front of you.
Okay. That sounds like an outer body experience. Like,
yeah, I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
It's an on the body experience if you keep doing it.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be on the body.
Oh,
on the body, by the body.
Ooh,
By the booty. Oh, so God. Put the mask on your body and your booty. Put a mask on your body and your booty.
Follow the pod on Instagram and Twitter. Links in the bio. Go on YouTube. Like, subscribe. All that bullshit that you do on YouTube.
It already turned it off.
I know. But for the half person that's still here, you know what to do.
This nigga called Ant half a person. That's fucked.
Wow.
Ant got a new cover out. Go listen to it.
Nigga told Ant to go listen to her own cover. That's why.
run the numbers up now. Run the numbers up.
I got my tablet running numbers up right now.
That's right.
I don't even got a tablet. That
shit going when you sleep. It's not your tablet. You just stole it off a little kid. We'll see y'all next week.
Word.
Yes.